WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back. Hour number three of the program here on Thursday morning, and this is going to be the hour where you get your first Money Talks code of the day. It's going to be coming up in just a little bit. When you hear that three-digit code, you just go over to WBSM.com or the WBSM app, and you enter that code in, and you are going to be in the running to win $1,000. So here's how it works, okay, because inevitably we always have some new people who are playing for the first time. And when they go to the site or the app, they get a little bit confused. So let's just say the code comes on the air and you're ready to go. And so you have it now. Where do you go to put it? Well, if you're going to the website, WBSM.com, then you want to go in the upper corner at the top of the page there. You'll see where it says Money Talks. You click on that. That's going to bring you over to the page. Or you can go to the menu drop down and select the contest there. It's also going to be right there when you first load up the page too. Big square with a picture of money. And then you'll see when you get there, all of these little boxes that say today's date and the hour. So it makes it super easy so that you don't accidentally put it in the wrong day. It's just up to you to make sure you put it in for the right hour. But you'll see there. You just scroll down a little bit. It tells you a little bit of information about how to play. And then when you get down there, you'll see the boxes. First, you can follow Screen Crush. Actually, you can go to the Screen Crush website and shop some merchandise. You don't need to buy anything. Just clicking on that box and going to the Screen Crush website gets you an entry. Then you can install our app, you can join our mailing list, a bunch of other stuff there. That all gets you a free entry. And then underneath, you're going to see September 18th, 8 a.m. code, September 18th, 9 a.m. code. You just enter in the code in those boxes. All the rest of the days of the contest are all locked out except for today. And that happens every day. They lock out everyone except for that day's codes to make it super easy. So now let's just say you're not going to go to the app. Not going to go to the website. You're going to use the app instead. You want to use the WBSM app because you hear it. You're at work. You got your phone in your hand. You know you can just jump right on your phone and enter in the code. In that case, when you open up the app, you're going to see a button that says Win Cash. It's the first button in the middle of the screen on the left-hand side, middle of the screen, Win Cash. If you don't see a button that says Win Cash, that means you need to update your WBSM app. You can either go into your app store and have it do a refresh of the app, you know, an update. Or you can just delete the app and then re-download it. Either way, you're going to get the latest version of it. For some reason, some people's phones aren't set to auto-update. So when we make changes to the app, and we change that menu frequently, depending on what we have going on. So sometimes those changes don't reflect on your app unless you manually update it or just delete it and reinstall it. So you click on that Win Cash button, and it's going to bring you to the exact same page as you see on the website with all of those extra boxes, all those boxes for extra entries, and then all of your hourly codes. And it is the same as the website. So if you go on the website and you enter in the 8 a.m. code there, don't think you're going to then go on the app and enter in the 8 a.m. code there too and get a second entry out of it. No, it doesn't work that way. And there is some sign-up information that you fill out. It should retain that information unless you set your phone to wipe out the cache of that app. It should retain that information so that you don't have to enter it every single time. All you'll have to enter in is the code going forward. So that's as simple as I can make it. If you still get stuck, you can reach out to me, tim@wbsm.com. And remember, you don't have to, you know, if you're driving when you hear the code, you don't have to go rush over to your phone and type it in. You can wait till you get to where you're going. You have all day to enter in those codes. And we want to thank our great sponsors for making this happen. Money Talks on WBSM is brought to you by Carter's Clothing, Morgan's Cantina, and Allegiant Airlines. So you're, as I always say, you're already listening to WBSM anyway. You might as well get paid for it, right? Doesn't it make it easier to digest having to listen to my show every morning if you could get $1,000 out of it? So that's why you should play. Okay. We were talking before about this open meeting law violation of the New Bedford City Council and the ruling of the Attorney General's office here. What they told the council as to how this needs to be addressed is that they should, they've got to get this email and this text message that Council President, I keep calling her Council President Morad, Councilor Morad sent to the other councilors. They need to get that into the record. So in order to do that, there's a couple of different ways. I'm just going to read you verbatim what they said. We order the council to publicly release the text message and the December 26, 2024 email within 30 days of receipt of this determination. Now, we've published the text message previously, both in print form and a screenshot. We did not have the email previously, but we do have the text of the email as per what was in the ruling here. That is in our story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. In fact, you know what? Just to be fair, let me read you that portion just because I haven't brought that up. So this was the email that was sent on December 26th, 2024 from Councilor Morad to the rest of the council and others. For a proposed motion and accompanying ordinance related to longevity pay. Now, the AG's office said that this was sent to various city employees with language for a proposed motion and accompanying ordinance related to longevity pay. It was copied to all councilors via the council's email address. A portion of the email read, I have copied my colleagues on the message. Anyone that wants to co-sponsor the motion, please contact the office directly. Colleagues, this change to the code of ordinances is being made to rectify the longevity issue that arose earlier this month and to assure that going forward, elected officials are again eligible for the longevity benefit payout. Advise with questions. So that's what the email was that she had sent out. That email sparked Councilor Leo Chiquette, Ward 1 Councilor Leo Chiquette, to inform Chris McCarthy about what was going on. Chris protected his source until Leo decided to come clean himself and he came forward because Councilor Morad then sent out a text message to the entire council demanding to know who it was that leaked that information. And in his mind, in his quotes, which you can read the story, it's linked up in the latest story, he felt that because he is aligned with, in a lot of issues, with Councilor Oliver, Ward 3 Councilor Sean Oliver, Councilor at Large Ian Abreu, and he referred to them as the Troika. He thought that, you know, Councilor Morad in this text message was essentially insulting them when it was him that was the one that did it. So here's what the text message read. Which one of you is sharing city council emails and or information that is distributed among the 11 of us and not public knowledge? Which one of you is truly not a member of the council family and not able to be trusted? I think most of us know which three councilors are not to be trusted, referring to Leo's Troika, as he called it, and are on the council only for their own benefit and self-importance. I'm challenging you to man up here and admit it was you and be sure to respond to all of us in this text so we can all hear directly from the horse's mouth what a sleaze you really are. And for the rest of us, it's time to be cautious and to admit that we have, quote, colleagues smiling at us in the face, but stabbing us in the back and are not to be trusted. It truly is a shame. By the way, anyone want to take a bet as to how long it will take for McCarthy to have a copy of this text message? And the answer to that was not long. But that's the email and the text that are in question that have triggered this open meeting law violation. So as the determination by the Attorney General's office is, the ruling here, we order the council to publicly release the text message and the December 26, 2024 email within 30 days of receipt of this determination. The council may publicly release the text message and email by reading their content during a meeting and listing the message and email in the meeting minutes, or by referencing the text message and email during a meeting and posting them along with the meeting minutes on the municipal website. So that's what they've asked for them to do, okay? I asked Council President Burgo yesterday what he thought the plan would be for that. His response was, while I have not yet had the opportunity to fully discuss the decision with legal counsel, I remain committed to transparency. At this point, the email and text referenced in the determination have already been widely circulated in the media and on social platforms, so their substance is no longer new to the public. Now, while that is true, this is my commentary here, while that is true, that is not the same as what the AG's office is saying must be done. Saying, oh, the public's already aware of it because it's been out there, is not the same. I'm not saying that that's what Council President Berger was trying to say here. I'm just pointing that out for anybody that might say, you know, he's right. It's already in the public record. We are not the public record. A WBSM story on our website is not the public record. It's our public record, but it's not what the AG's office is referring to. They are talking about on the city's website in the meetings of a city council meeting. That's where this has to occur. Council President Burgo continues, it's also important to note that since this incident occurred, our city clerk has already implemented new procedures to ensure that similar issues do not arise in the future. Both our council staff and the city council as a whole are committed to keeping the public informed and engaged in their local government, and we will continue working to strengthen that trust. So there's different ways that this can be done to satisfy the requirements here of the AG's office. One of the things that they could do, at least by my analysis of this ruling, is they could choose to take a printed version of the email and a printed version of the text message and put that on the agenda and say, this is going to be read into the meeting minutes, into the meeting. You know, we'll read this during the meeting. And that would satisfy it. But I think what really should happen here is Councillor Morad should be the one to read these in a meeting. They, if they're going to read them aloud during a meeting, chances are they would ask the clerk, Dennis Farias, to read those. Just the same way he reads the, could you read the communication from the mayor into the record? And he reads what the mayor sends over. Could you read this motion into the record? And he reads the motion. They could easily turn it on him. That's his job, to read the things that have to go into the record. But I don't think he should have to in this case, because this was something that a counselor did that triggered the rest of this. So have that counselor read it. And I'm just assuming, because from what I know of her, Councilor Morad stands by her words even now and will not shy away from them. When they were when the council was trying to fight this open meeting law complaint, they acknowledged that this email was sent out to everybody. They acknowledged that this text message was sent out to everybody. They just were arguing if it actually fell under the open meeting law violation determinations. So I think the right thing to do here would be to have Councilor Morad read these into the record and then just move on from it. And as Council President Burgo said, knowing that, you know, this was an issue, implementing new procedures, that should keep it from happening again. I think they just got a little bit too loose with how they were communicating with each other. It happens. I don't think this was a willful violation of open meeting law. I think this was a communication that just fell under those guidelines here. So let's just say, you know, the rats are all running down the road and a counselor goes over and takes a photo and then sends that photo of the dead rats in the road to all the other counselors. If that counselor says, look at all these dead rats out on the road. No violation. If the counselor says, look at, and this is, again, my interpretation of it. I could be wrong. Anybody that's a municipal lawyer that wants to reach out and correct me, feel free. But the counselor sends out that photo and says, they need to do something about this, meaning E.L. Harvey. No violation. You put out that same photo to all 10 counselors and say, we need to do something about this. Well, now you're getting into some area that might trigger a violation. On the surface right there, I would think nothing there, right? But then another counselor responds back and says, what do you think we should do? Or maybe they write back and say, I'm already drafting a motion to have them come in and speak to us about this situation. Still doesn't seem like a violation to me, but you might be wading into some deeper waters. But then another counselor replies back and says, we need to hold them responsible for this. Well, now you are deliberating. And now that has gone out to all 11 counselors, well, all other 10 counselors, without any public notice of that discussion happening. So that's where I think, you know, when you are the counselors and you're trying to communicate with each other, you don't realize how fast you can fall down that slippery slope. 508-996-0500. If you are looking to get yourself something for, you know, a rainy day like today, comfort food. If you're looking to get yourself something to treat yourself because it's almost the end of the week, you're looking to have an adult beverage or two, or maybe a pizza. Maybe you want to shoot some pool. Well, I would say the best place to do that, Ryan Sports Pub and Billiards. Check them out there inside the Whalers Inn and Suites on Hathaway Road in New Bedford, 500 Hathaway Road. And what I love about the place is the vibe. You know, and I'm not somebody that throws that word around a lot. I think it gets overused. You know, people say, oh, you walk into this place, it's a vibe. Come on. Every place has a vibe, right? If that's the way you're going to use it. But when you walk into Ryan's, it is a vibe. I mean, you walk in and you say, oh, I like this place. This is a place where I can be me. This is a place where I can, you know, sit at the bar and just talk about whatever I want with whoever sits down next to me. You feel comfortable. You feel welcome. You feel like you found your new place to hang out. But don't take my word for it. Go down there and try it out for yourself. Ryan Sports Pub and Billiards inside the Whalers Inn and Suites, 500 Hathaway Road in New Bedford, and maybe I'll see you over there. Bowling is back. It's a great place for me to stop in for a beer before I go home. All right, I've got to take a break here. When we come back, we will get the news. And then on the other side of that, we're going to be checking in with Kelly from Stevie's Wine and Spirits to find out about their great tasting event coming up. And then more with you, 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
An officer-involved shooting in Pennsylvania. Close call with Air Force One, and Jimmy Kimmel suspended.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Three police officers are dead, two wounded after an officer-involved shooting in York County, Pennsylvania.
It happened just after 2 p.m. local time on a farm in North Codorus Township, 9 miles southwest of York. The five police officers were investigating a domestic complaint when a gunman opened fire. Three cops were killed, the two others reportedly in critical condition.
This is an absolutely tragic and devastating day for York County and for the entire Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Governor Josh Shapiro speaking at a Wednesday evening news conference. The Pennsylvania State Police Commissioner says police returned gunfire, hitting and killing the shooter. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
A close call in the sky on Tuesday morning involving a Spirit Airline jet and Air Force One. An air traffic controller in New York didn't like how close the Boston-bound Spirit flight was flying to the plane that was carrying President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump to the UK.
Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right, vector traffic and descent. Pay attention, Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right. Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right now. Spirit Wings 1300, turn 20 degrees right immediately.
You could hear the air traffic controller complaining about having to relay instructions twice, repeatedly admonishing the pilot to pay attention. An investigation is underway. The memorial service for Charlie Kirk will see President Trump and Vice President Vance both deliver remarks. Kirk's widow, Erica, will also speak along with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. The service will be held Sunday at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona. Tropical storm Gabrielle has formed in the Atlantic Ocean. It is not expected to pose a threat to the U.S. However, National Hurricane Center in Miami warning of very heavy downpours over the Cabo Verde Islands. This puts an end to an uncommon period of about 3 weeks of no storms in the middle of peak hurricane season. The Federal Reserve is cutting interest rates for the first time in 9 months. Chair Jerome Powell made the announcement yesterday.
In support of our goals and in light of the shift in the balance of risks, today the Federal Open Market Committee decided to lower our policy interest rate by a quarter percentage point.
A majority of policymakers say that they want two more rate cuts this year. President Trump says the bond between the U.S. and the U.K. is unbreakable. He spoke at a state banquet hosted by the King of England at Windsor Castle in London yesterday.
Your Majesty, Melania and I are deeply grateful to you and Queen Camilla for your extraordinary graciousness. And to William and Kate, thank you so much. It's been so great being with you today.
King Charles says he cherishes the close ties between the British and American people. Earlier in the day, the Trumps took part in a carriage procession through the Windsor Estate with King Charles, Queen Camilla, and the Prince and Princess of Wales. They also visited the tomb of the late Queen Elizabeth II and laid a wreath at St. George's Chapel. ABC has announced it's taking Jimmy Kimmel's show off the air for the foreseeable future, following comments about the killing of Charlie Kirk.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from.
In his monologue on Monday night, Kimmel raised the possibility the alleged assassin of Kirk, Tyler Robinson, might have been a pro-Trump Republican. It's unclear when or if Kimmel's show will go back on the air.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox 5, Athletics 4 in 10 innings at Fenway last night. Both teams back at it this afternoon at 1:35.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good Thursday morning. More patchy fog, some clouds around, and a stray shower or two after a soggy end to our Wednesday. We're not totally done with the rain just yet. That said, showers are few and far between this morning, and they clear out by the afternoon here for the South Coast as low pressure moves off to the east. First the showers go, then the clouds start to clear out as well. Temperatures this afternoon into the low to mid 70s. Pretty comfy for this time of year, especially with the late day sunshine. Not a bad end of our Thursday to get outside. I'm ABC 6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you you by, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
And speaking of Stevie's Wine and Spirits, we are joined now by Kelly from Stevie's. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Good, Tim. How's it going?
Going all right. And very excited about this upcoming fall tasting event. Oh, I'm so excited. I saw the first graphic you put out, and when I saw Dark Arts listed on there, I knew it was going to be a good time. I mean, it's always a good time, but I knew this one was going to be especially good.
Yes, Tom with Heavenly Spirits will be tasting some really fantastic whiskeys from Dark Arts. If you haven't tried them, Friday the 26th will be your chance. If you like whiskey, if you like bourbon, I'm pretty confident when I say you'll love them.
I mean, everybody that I've recommended it to, they've all come back to me and said, you are absolutely right. Because it really is like nothing else. But it's also one of those things that, you know, you might not just grab off the shelf right away. You know, it's not one of the big names that people are familiar with. And that's what's great about going to these events is you get the chance to try something and see if you like it before you make that investment.
Definitely. You know, this event is going to be the perfect time to do that. But I know that you also do talk about, you know, how we do have the tastings. And there are a lot of Dark Arts bottles that have the purple dots on them. So if by chance you can't make it on the 26th, definitely stop by and we can give you a pretty fair overall taste of what you can expect from the Dark Arts distillery.
And what like you said, you know, the purple dot on anything that has the purple dot, you can always try it before you buy it. But what I love about going to these tasting events is you get a chance to learn about it as well. And you get a chance to kind of figure out if you do like something, what it is that makes you like it. Like, for example, you know, when I went and did the Scotch tasting event that you did, I didn't realize all the different nuances and regions and all of that has something to do with the flavor profile of each. And I learned so much, and that then helped me zero down to what else I would want to try going forward.
Definitely. You talk about Scotch, and that was one of the things that, especially, you know, being around the store, being around the amazing people that we have that come in that, you know, rep the brand and the different distributors that we have, you know, it's just, there's so much that goes into it. And it's the same with wine, you know, that you can love a particular kind of wine, but maybe it's only one region that you like it from. And it's really great to just learn about, like you said, why is that? Like, what makes that the way that it is, how it varies from year to year, from even just state to state. It's really fascinating.
And speaking of wine, when you have the tasting on Friday, September 26th, 4 to 6 p.m., it's going to be more than just the Dark Arts whiskey and more than just things like that. You're going to have some wines for people to try as well.
And we will have a very special guest with us. I adore all of our vendors. And I'm looking forward to meeting Erica Crawford, who will be with us. She was co-founder with her husband, Kim, of Kim Crawford. They sold that and they started their own vineyard called Love Block. And if you liked the way Kim Crawford was when it first started, I really feel like you will really be interested in Love Block. And Erica Crawford will be on hand on Friday from 4 to 6 to talk to you about it.
And so again, you know, you're going to get that education, and who better to learn from than the folks who are actually creating these great tastes. And also it becomes kind of like a little bit of a community too, because a lot of folks come for the tastings and they come again and again and again. So you actually, you know, make friends. And every time I go to one, I see people and they're like, oh, that thing you recommended last time was great. So you kind of get this little group together, so you don't have to feel awkward standing around and learning, because you're learning now amongst friends.
I love that about our store. We really just, that's one of the things I think that we work hard at. You know, it's not just a place where you get your run in and get your favorite beer, or just run in and grab something off the shelf. I feel like we are really fostering a community, and I think it's something special.
I mean, I feel bad. If I go in there, like, sometimes I'm not getting out of here till late, till right before the store is almost closed. If I'm going in there just to grab one thing, like, I kind of feel bad. You know, I feel like I didn't hang around and talk and, like, I'm being rude.
Oh, no, we don't want that. We don't ever want to inconvenience anybody, but we do feel special in the sense that, you know, we do care about our customers and the people that come in, and there are a lot, like yourself included, that I mean, some of the customers we see more than a lot of our families, right?
And one thing I'll say too is I've noticed this when I've heard you talking to other customers, is that if somebody comes in and they like, I'm looking for something to get for somebody, or I'm looking for something that I might want to try, they can give you or any of the staff very loose ideas, and you can help them kind of zero in and make suggestions for what they might be interested in.
We definitely try our best, and if there's, you know, we can't know everything, so if there's something that we don't know or, you know, isn't something we're familiar with, we will work hard to find that answer for everybody who comes in.
And that's why the tastings, like what's going on the 26th, are so important, because you get the opportunity to try all these different things too. And I don't want to forget either, you know, you always have a chance to get a discount on the things that are being tasted that day.
10% off everything tasted that day, yes.
And with this fall tasting event, you know, a chance for people to kind of make that seasonal transition from the whatever they're drinking during the summer to the more heartier things for the fall. What do you like to pour yourself in the fall?
Oh, you know, that's like, who's your favorite kid? so this Saturday we have North Star Party coming in, and they're doing a tasting, and one of my favorite fall, specifically fall drinks, is a cinnamon candy apple whiskey, and it is from Southern Tier, and they're going to be making a cocktail with that. I love making an old fashioned with that. I also love dark art, in, you know, to just have a little bit in a glass and sip. I also love a lot of our Pinot Noir wines that we have are really great. We will have Boston wine with us, and Kara's going to be pouring High Hook Pinot Noir. And what's great about them is $3 from every bottle that is purchased goes to various organizations that clean up Nantucket Sound. So even though this wine, I believe it's made, I want to say in California, they are originally from New England. So I think it's great that wine, it's a delicious wine, and it still supports something locally.
And so that's happening on Saturday?
High Hook will be on Friday. You'll be able to taste that at our tasting. But if you want to try that cinnamon candy apple, then you can stop in this Saturday from 2 to 4, and the lovely folks with North Star Party will be pouring that.
Well, I think I might see you on Saturday. If not before.
Fantastic.
All right, and of course, on Friday the 26th from 4 to 6 is the big fall tasting, and I'll be down there, of course, promoting Dark Arts as the unofficial mascot of that. I love everything about it. I love Macaulay's energy. I love the whole story behind it, and I want more people to come out and try it. So if you're a whiskey, bourbon, even a rye fan, come on down and try Dark Arts and all of the great things that they'll be tasting at Stevie's, and don't be afraid to stop in any time and ask to try it.
We'll also have one of your favorite wines on hand as well with Plymouth Bay Winery.
Oh, excellent. Oh, man. I'm gonna arrange for a ride home.
Yeah, well, either we'll bring you home or we'll definitely get you a Lyft or an Uber for sure.
Sounds good. All right, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to hanging out with you, if not on the 26th, if not before the 26th, definitely on the 26th.
We'll see you then. Thank you so much.
All right, that is Kelly over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. And don't forget, too, that you can join the Rack House Club. You can actually get a curated bottle of whiskey, rye, bourbon every month. Kelly puts it together and has never gone wrong. I've been a member now for about 2 years, never got a bottle that I said, oh, that, I don't like that. Everything has been great. And you don't even, it's not like you sign up and you have to pay for it every month either. Like, it comes out of your account. You go down and you make the purchase. So if you need to skip a month, if the holidays are too tight and you want to wait and pick it back up in January, you can do that. But you also get access to all kinds of special events and tastings just for Rackhouse Club members too. It's well worth it. I always say, you know, I take the Groucho Marx approach. I wouldn't want to be part of any club that would have me as a member, except for the Rackhouse Club. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Stick around. All right, you know you're doing it. You know you're doing the hand thing, right? The two of the L, the two, the quit sign, you know? Too legit to quit. I thought that was going to be a bigger thing than it was back in those days. Anyway, that, of course, is MC Hammer, later known as Hammer, now once again known as MC Hammer. So if you have not had a chance to read the story on the New Bedford City Council open meeting law violation, I would recommend reading that in the time that you have left before Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now, because I know he's going to be discussing it. And in that story, you'll find a link to our previous story regarding the sleaze, Leo Chiquette outing himself. That's Councilor Morad's word, not mine. But you can read the original story there. You can also read the entire ruling by the Attorney General's office. That's linked up in there as well. And we'll see where this goes. As I mentioned, we're going to have Council President Burgo with us on Monday. We'll definitely talk with him about it then. And then the following Monday, on the 29th, that's going to be the day that he's actually going to sit in this seat, although not in this seat, because we're going to be broadcasting live from the New Bedford Regional Airport. Cape Air is launching its New Bedford to Boston flights, 35-minute gate-to-gate that'll help you avoid all the traffic, help you avoid all the road work, and help you avoid having to go through TSA in Boston, because you'll go through it here in New Bedford when it's just a small group of people getting on the plane. It helps you avoid paying for a ton of parking fees at Logan, because it's only $10 a day to park at the New Bedford Airport. It's going to save you a lot of headache and hassle, too. All for around $99, with an introductory price when it launches on the 29th of about $79 one way. Two flights daily, 8:15 a.m. and 2 p.m., leaving New Bedford for Boston, and then coming back from Boston to New Bedford at 1 p.m. and 6:40 p.m. And I'm going to be on that first flight from New Bedford to Boston, and then that first flight from Boston to New Bedford coming back. And so rather than miss our regular weekly discussion with Council President Burgo that day, he is going to sit in the big chair, and he's going to be hosting the show while I'm up in the air. All right, I see we have a call on hold. Hang on, I'm going to try to get to you and wrap it up, but let me just get this last break in so that I don't run out of time. And I know it's not a sunny day, so you might not be thinking about going solar on a day like today, but that's the perfect time to reach out to Isaacson Solar, because other people aren't thinking about solar either. So now's a chance to get ahead of the line. IsaacsonSolar.com is the place to go to set up that appointment, to have them come out and talk to you, and have them get you going for solar panels before those tax credits expire at the end of the year. You can find out more about it by going to their website, IsaacsonSolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, IsaacsonSolar.com. Let's wrap things up with a phone call here before we give way to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good. I don't know the topic, but in Dartmouth, somebody bought the gravel pit. It's on Old Westport Road in Dartmouth.
Okay.
So, why is it so hush-hush who bought that land?
I don't know.
This is a talk radio station, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, you can't get no information of who bought that one. And I know the man that owned it. I've known him since I was out of my mother's womb. And he's gone now. I won't say his name because...
Well, about how long ago was it sold?
it just got sold recently, and they're already ruining the land.
If you want to know who owns it, you can reach out to the Bristol County Register of Deeds. They'll give you that information.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Could you do that for me? Because I'm not that intelligent when it comes to a computer.
I honestly don't think I would have time today. I've got too many things going on. But if you just give them a call, they'll find out the info for you right away.
Okay. Now you know on Route 6 where Joe's Cycle be?
Yep.
Okay. That he didn't own that land, but they're going to connect that through Old Westport Road. So you're talking a lot of acres.
Yeah.
And Joe's Cycle, it's going to be like over here. You know, like everybody buried things in the back day. There's nothing wrong with that because it was a dredging. It was a gravel pit. But look at Joe's Cycle. All they do is sit there and flatten the ground, and I don't see nothing happening. And can I say one more thing on my rant?
I'm actually running out of time here. The music's going